Welcome to the Vibrant Living Network. Have you ever wondered what is possible beyond possible? What is the thing you've been wondering and inquiring about? Are you just feeling stuck and don't know why? Are you thinking or are you seeing? Seeing allows us to expand and have this other experience. We want to invite you for that wake-up call. We want to invite your spirit, your soul, so to be more alive, more connected. Glenn Brooks has been a life coach for over 33 years, author of Divorced to Patterns, Not Each Other, an explorer of what is possible. He has worked with people all around the world. Join us for a wake-up conversation, a dialogue with you. We will have some of the most interesting contributors. We will be talking to some of the most interesting people and have some of the most resourceful teachers, wisdom-filled people from around the world join us. Share your voice, ask the questions, become free of the known into a new world of possibility. We are going to talk about all the things you wonder about: how to live, how to heal, how to connect, how to love, how to be seen. Your life is precious. Enjoy it.
Hello, good afternoon. I'm Glenn Brooks for the Vibrant Living Radio Network, Vibrant Living Network. How to be seen, being seen, what a big deal when someone really sees you. Someone said to me recently that when someone really, really deeply gets you, when they really, really catch who you are, everything changes, right? When we really listen to in a way that, in a sense, brings us forward, brings us in touch with that. It happened in my life at different points. I remember the first time Kevin Foley, a professor at Suffolk University. I did my first class with Kevin. He was with an institute in New York City called Actualism, which is how to use that light energy that's in us. And I went to a class at his house, and I was going to get something, and I said something to Kevin, and he said, "You know, Glenn," he goes, "your word is as good as gold." And no one had ever said that to me. Your word is as good as gold. Our language could create the future. Our languaging. So every time you speak, the language you use opens up something, right? And by the way, conversation or dialogue is the ability to see and distinguish the thought viruses, right? That we slow down and we actually notice what we're saying and how we're saying it, right? It kind of catches me these days, this whole thing of people are chatting, and yet what seems so relevant is the conversation. So I want to welcome Lisa LaRose, certified family member. In my family constellation, Lisa just always been there, passed a whole bunch of appearances. She's been genuine. She's been caring. She's my producer. She's my co-host. I want to welcome Lisa LaRose, who does her own wonderful healing work. Lisa, I'm really happy you're here, as always.
Thank you, Glenn. Likewise. I'm grateful to be here. Thank you so much.
The person I lived this experience called The Power of Collaboration, Nate Hughes from Menla. Nate, I had a vision this morning. Welcome.
Let's hear the vision.
Okay, here it is. I just had this vision of us doing a live show, a video show, a TV show for Menla. We have our own studio there, and we're also regularly doing the Vibrant Living Challenge there. I just had that this morning. I saw myself at Menla, and doing something with you live and on video in conjunction with this format, and I just saw it. I just want to tell you that, and if I haven't said this to people, I'll say it right now, is that when you meet in harmony, and you meet in the spirit of receptivity, and you cover each other's backs, your whole life changes, your nervous system changes, and I feel with Nate, since I've met him, I really feel like my system has been different. His listening and his amplification, I've only felt a deeper sense of prosperity and bringing that to another level with you, Nate. So I just have this sense of us sitting there and having all kinds of people on and exploring this vibrancy, how to live it in a way that your parents probably never shared with you. I mean, it was one of the things I was listening to yesterday. I just invited Dr. Bruce Lipton, the biologist. He was talking about how, like, for the first 7 years, our brain state is such that we're just totally hypnotized. He was talking about why people become poor, not just financially, but they miss out on this deep thing. And so I was appreciating that somehow there's a preciousness when we get together and we see each other. And I appreciate that about you. And I just have this vision of us doing a regular TV video kind of thing, maybe a YouTube live. But when people see what happens, because a big part of the Vibrant Living Challenge is the whole idea of being an exemplifier. So we don't give away free vacation to the – we don't have winners. We have exemplifiers. So the other day I was thinking about you, because we were talking yesterday about being in the woods and kind of natural movement. And I realized it got me in the mode. Like it got – our conversation got me in that mode of like, oh, I'm in the woods. I could kind of go underneath things. And it just kind of brought that alive, which happens in our 3 months Vibrant Living Challenge. We explore relational transformation, relational vision, and really how to live our brain plasticity, which is our new show, by the way, Nate. We got a new show coming on the brain plasticity lifestyle. And I also want to welcome our homeopath at large, he's Ariel Bonberg. He's our New York producer. Had an amazing meeting, by the way, this morning with I want to say sometimes when you have a notion about something you're not sure, I met with one of the largest homeopathic groups this morning. I think they're called Whole Health now. And I said to him, I said, you know, the challenge with homeopathy is you guys communicate this message, us, in a very bland way. If people ever caught what homeopathy ever was and what it could actually produce, you'd be hearing it on the streets. People would say, oh, my God, my vital force came alive. I'm not taking these drugs anymore, which is suppressing me. And I have a meeting with the president of that organization, Ariel, his name is Kim, about a whole new vision of communicating this message. And there's a medical doctor out of India. If you guys actually read the testimonials, I was just reading the testimonials, just astounding stuff. And it's all based on this one simple principle of, you know, less is more, that you, in a sense, you give a remedy that's a poison. And by the way, the same way in a relationship, you're poison. And your relationship is your doorway to the deepest love ever. I want you guys to consider it. The poison, the thing you feel unsettled about. Well, you've had that before. But imagine allowing it to open up a new doorway of love and connection. So homeopathy is the medicine that helps you experience that at the deepest level. And we got Ariel with us. He's also going to be our Instagram connection, our media, social media person. And welcome, Ariel. Okay, well, that was a good introduction anyway. I was thinking anyway, Chris. When he hears the recording, he'll go welcomed. All right. Chris, I love the way you said that. That was good. You waited me. You waited on that one. I appreciate it. That was a good build up there.
Well, Ariel is parallel universe, right? He's always with us in our heart.
That's okay. So Nate, I just say something. You're in Menla right now, right?
I am in Menla, and I got that download across those energy waves that connect us all. Looking out across these mountains and realizing that the energy that builds here, that you and I could vibrate off each other with in real live video, with the vibrancy that's all around me here, really echo out across to everybody and have such a powerful message, because I feel very similar. And you know, it's rare that we come across these people in our lives. You're one of them. When, you know, we meet, the instant we meet or our voices connect, we just have this profound knowing that life is going to change in a positive way and things will open more fully than they have before. And I think sharing that message with everybody and showing everybody how possible it is, and I love the intro to this every day. It makes me smile, you know, what's possible beyond possible kind of thing. Mm. Totally see that.
I see it too. And I want to thank Lisa. Lisa tipped me over the edge this morning. She gave me some really golden feedback. I want to make available to the audience copies of Unscripted Power, my unedited version. I have a chapter in there called Golden Feedback. And I feel the same way, Nate, with you and Lisa. I always feel the golden stuff lingers and opens. And, you know, I mean, I dedicated Vibrant Living to assist people come out of isolation, fear, and overwhelm into a whole new state of prosperity. So I wanted to open this program. Lisa was kind enough to actually write this out for me here. I just love it. Love your write-up, Lisa. All right, segment one, very professionally done here. So the Vibrant House, I put up the notion of the Vibrant House actually based on this exemplification and collaboration. So I put out the life of the Vibrant House. So the Vibrant House is the power of taking a year off, is taking a year off when you never thought you could. Explore the idea of a sabbatical retreat house, a place where, you know, if you guys know what the Kumari method is, it's a way of tidying. It's an environment where 4 to 6 people commit the whole year. And whether it's write a book, make a movie, or do something they always, you know, those things that you kind of you vision about, dream about, you're taking a shower, you're driving, you think, well, one day. But a lot of us don't harness that. And I want to say what I say in that write-up for the Vibrant Living House, and I figured I would do a show on this so I get the brilliance of Lisa and Nate right here, is I say in there that, you know, this is not a, you know, what do you call it, like a community house, or it is in a sense, but it's really people who are coming together. And in the same way that really brilliant book, Never Eat Lunch Alone, we have some meals together, we have a shared vision, we do some movement practice together, and we create a sense of momentum and unity and distinction. The distinction is we're going to produce something and take this journey together in an environment we call home. So I want to say at the end of that, I say to people, I said, please don't email me and please don't text me. Kind of like what's in the village brain. We really meet each other and we can listen and have a conversation. The only thing I would add is I would like you to write up a kind of a mission statement, why you want to be in the household. Because Lisa and Nate, I've just got so many interesting, wonderful people responding to this write-up about being part of the Vibrant household, being part of the Vibrant House. And what I want to do is I'm going to have some visionary mortgage people on. I'm going to really share the journey of the Vibrant House with you. And I put something up in the story in Vermont. I put something in the Berkshires. And because I don't know about you guys, I want to ask you guys this. Because Lisa sent me something, and she sent me something about Lynn. Is it, how does it, what's her last name? Lynn Taggart? I think it's Taggart, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been on before. I mean, I know she is, and she's writing a new book on the power of a group, right? Or the power of a group to transform our lives or a gathering.
Yeah, she is. And it made me actually think of you. I mean, you know, she was a reporter who really sought out to sort of lens the idea of intention and that when we kind of put our ideas forward with definite thought and intention behind it, that we could manifest them. And so what she found was that she started exploring with the scientists and all of the individuals, she found out she was actually wrong. She said actually there was something to this. And, you know, her earlier books are pretty interesting. This book is not out yet. But I thought that it was in alignment with what you were trying to do with the Vibrant House one, because about the idea of, you know, setting out a community of like-minded individuals.
You know, I could see what Chris is saying. There's something about the line you're on that's very choppy, Lisa. Is there any way you could call back in a different proximity or location?
I can't. I will.
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Can you? All right. I just felt it was hard to hear Lisa's voice. The Vibrant House, Nate.
Yes.
Your response.
Yes, we spoke about this a little bit earlier.
By the way, I want to say you influenced me so strongly. And when we speak, it's kind of like speaking to another part of my consciousness and my mind. So I love your feedback and what occurs when we speak. And that's why we're going to do our live show from Menlo. It's going to be great energy. People are going to go to the Vibrant Living Challenge. So Vibrant House, I said it out there in the ethers, and people have been responding so powerfully. And so what's your take?
Yeah. Well, I think if we recall back to the conversation that we had really quickly, I was instantly like, yes. And the reason I was instantly like, yes, before the word even formed in my discursive mind, was that a lot of the people I'm close with, and I have worked in a spiritual community and lived in a spiritual community for almost 5 years now, is that a lot of the people that come through here, when you ask them, everything they're doing right now, whether they have a corporate job or whether they even have a more meaningful job that resonates with them on a deeper level, a lot of them, their end goal, maybe it's not even the end goal, but this place where they see it coming to is some kind of intentional community, some kind of spiritual community, some place where people that all have a similar mindset can be together and influence each other and live a vibrantly harmonious lifestyle. Because when we live in those kind of communities, I think I'll quote Buddhist psychology for a quick minute, because when people around us are influencing us in a positive way, positive vibes and positive mindsets are, they really inhibit the negative ones. So when we're constantly being influenced by people around us, it makes those negative thought patterns a lot less likely to flow through. Moreover, when we get some kind of flash of insight, instead of being isolated, we can quickly share that moment of insight with other people, and that only enhances those ideas and makes them grow further and faster. And I think we've lost the power of the group. I've had a lot of conversations, even in the workplace, with these individual office setups where we're hauled off into these cubes or these offices, you know, zeroed in on our computer screens and on our phones. And that's not a very creative atmosphere. I think that we've lost a lot of creativity and innovation because we're not working in groups. The power of the group is so much more creative and harmonious. It just vibrates a higher energy because you've got so many other people, so many different diverse mindsets that might stimulate us in different ways to think about things differently. So this kind of thing is really, really powerful. And it's also what our society is starting to crave, because we've moved so much further into this individualistic lifestyle, you know, studios, condos, this really individualistic lifestyle, people getting married later in life, not having kids. It's a very solitary kind of lifestyle. And while solitude is important, I think that's where we go into nature. Maybe we live with people and have them influence us. And when we find that solitude, we actually find it in nature, because that's, again, where it reconnects us, as opposed to going home to this individual house, to this computer screen and our cell phones at night. Really powerful stuff.
Yeah, no, it's and I love that you're saying this, because I realize that the conversation of it is so, it expands us, it joins us. It's you know, if you read the and I'd like to have her on, I'd be a regular contributor, the woman who wrote the Village Effect, she's talking about the impact of texting and emails and how it's very different than eyeball to eyeball, than being together. Because in my life, the people that have been the most powerful exemplifiers I've been with, for the most part, or they've impacted my life. You're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. We're talking about the Vibrant House, and I wanted to share some things. Nate Hughes, hopefully Lisa will be back with us, Lisa LaRose. And next week, we got an incredible contributor that's going to meet Nate on the air. We're going to do a Vibrant collaboration segment that's going to be out of this world. Stay with us for more Vibrant Living and you.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Hi, this is recording artist and composer Yuval Ron, inviting you to a voyage through the chakras. a new double album of guided meditations to transform your life, a sublime musical medicine for nourishing inner peace and reaching to your higher virtues. Get it now at metamindfulnessmusic.com, M-E-T-T-A, mindfulnessmusic.com.
In the wake of a disaster, what one thing can you send that will help people the most? A blanket, a tent, a sandbag, a doctor. Actually, if you send a monetary donation, you send all these things. Even a small donation can make a big impact and can quickly become exactly what people affected by disaster need most.
In the wake of a hurricane, your monetary donation can make a huge difference to those in need. To donate, visit supporthurricanerelief.org. That's supporthurricanerelief.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hello, you're listening to the Vibrant Living Network. I'm Glenn Brooks, along with Nate Hughes. I don't know if Lisa's back. Lisa, you back?
I am.
Oh, wonderful. You sound much more technically congruent.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm glad you're back. I want to welcome you guys who we're talking about the Vibrant House and the power of eating lunch together, of allowing ourselves to harness something. We have, you know, a lot of times it's hard to harness something on our own. We can harness it with others. You know, the first step in the miraculous is agreement, the power and wonder of agreement. So this idea is moving you, and you want to share about your vision of the Vibrant House, or you have a question about this house that's kind of a sabbatical / retreat that's always on the side of a mountain, and there's someplace beautiful, and you see the power of this living together with others this way, please email me at Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. .vibrantliving@gmail.com, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, .vibrantliving@gmail.com. And if you want to not just be make an impact as a speaker with your message and how to really impact others, Vibrant Speaking, we have a format called the Vibrant Living Network. And if you want to have your format, join us and have your own segment on the Vibrant Living Network. And also develop your talk and your book. Let me know. I'd love to speak to you. And if you see that you want to go beyond the formula, you know, the regular way people do things, and you really want to be around other people that are innovating on an inside team, and also a speakers bureau, please contact me at 413-345-3747, 413-345-3747. Nate, I'm glad that idea resonating with you. I'm already thinking of the snow tires I'm going to get to be able to make it to Menla each week as we move in the woods before we do our live TV / Vibrant Living Challenge with all the contributors from around the world so we can really share the magic and wonder and energy of Menla in the Catskills. So I appreciate
that's right.
Yeah.
Studded all right, snow but I'm
going to do. What's that?
Some studded snow tires and some snowshoes, and we'll be
Thank
all
you.
Set to get our day
Thank
off.
Thank you. It's done. It's done. Road. I'm already seeing it. And then Lisa will come with studded tires and join us. That's all. All right. 6 years ago, yeah, thank you. Thank you. So 6 years ago, 6 years ago, I'm saying 6 years ago is like a mantra here. 6 years ago, I had one of the most I call it a relational tsunami. And what happened was the person I just treasured so much and the person I was the closest with and I still have such deep love for, something happened in our relationship. I'd been with her 27 years. And about a year and a half later, I had a series of visions. I call these actually soul seeings, by the way. And how those soul seeings went was it would be very late in the morning, between sometimes 2 and 4 in the morning. I saw something that I didn't see about my relationship to Donna. And I felt like, wow, how many people go through these experiences where they have these tsunamis and the relationship falls apart. You know, maybe it doesn't need to. Maybe there's another path. Then in the midst of pain and delusion and all that separation, you could find a new love. And I began to talk about that. People from the world around the world contacted me. I began an inquiry that was so deep and beyond me. And this came to me. I'm about to read it to you because we're just about to head into the Dr. Teshna segment. And Dr. Teshna is on our team. She helps people remove the beliefs from their body. So sometimes our beliefs run our lives. in the same way that the disease does. It makes us discomforted and at the effect. And we're going to talk to Dr. Tesha. We're going to actually bring this particular class workshop to Menla and other places. I want to read this to you. So this occurred at about, I think this writing came about 1 in the morning. So I'm just going to ask you to exhale 3 times, because when we exhale, it kind of makes us available to something in a new way. And I think I could get through this. I think Dr. Tesha's going to be right here. So Dr. Tesha was someone I went to see 6 years ago, and significant, beautiful work. So here we go. Divorce the patterns, not each other. Are you contemplating the freedom that you think divorce is going to bring you? See, listen, and notice again. When you do your inner work, there's no need for divorce. The loving caring that brought you together is still there. To rediscover, to discover vision alignment together, allows you to remove the poison that you perceive in your partner right now. You cannot solve your relational problems through divorce or disconnection. The energy around divorce is a state of non-forgiveness, resentment, and contempt. And a pattern, we all go through at different stages of relationship. We need to divorce the pattern, not each other. I go on to say, I'm going to shorten this a touch. Most therapists, friends, and healers encourage divorce, though well-meaning. They hold unquestioned cultural assumptions and actually set you up to fail. This course is about new levels of intimacy and love you know you didn't even know existed. The day that I got my divorce papers, I felt the pain like I never had before. I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. And my teacher at the time, my beloved Dr. Valerie Hunt, said to me that what sets us up for all illness, and she's a scientist, one of the most brilliant people I've ever met, is life shock. When we have a shock in our lives, that sets us up for all illness at the energy level. So here we go. I felt the pain never felt. For the next 14 nights, I received a series of visions and dreams of the holiness of marriage. Not the marriage not the commercial marriage or the counterfeit marriage. I'm talking about the real marriage, where you breathe in each other's soul and you see and amplify things by seeing and joining together and having the kind of intimacy that's just flat out delicious and yummy and wondrous, right? So I saw that we go through a series of stages in relationship, and some of those stages, I saw that the relational pain is a gateway. Relational pain could be a gateway to truly miraculous marriage. And I go on to say that this has become the deepest mission, and it is. It's one of my deepest missions. It's allowed people to have this level of bond and closeness and unity. Now, we've come up with this seminar so you could come experience this with Dr. Tesha. So even if – here's the other thing about this thing about divorce. For a lot of you, you may not be divorcing, but there's not this level of wonder and intimacy and celebration of relationship and shared inspiration and having what I call the ecstasy bond. So – with that, I want to introduce Dr. Tesha and say we're going to be bringing her to the Menla. We're going to be really bringing this work to a lot more people. So if you've ever, any of you had a friend, and by the way, I just wrote the other day, Nate and Lisa and Tesha, if you're there yet, that.
Yeah, I'm here.
I wrote this, that the myth of moving on keeps more people frustrated and pain, and it's very different than moving together. So I guess the notion is, Dr. Tesha, is that that people say they move on, but when I listen to their breath and I get around them, I see that they haven't really moved on. They've let the pain shut down their heart and their lives. So when I came to see you, you were the first doorway, because I knew therapists were talking about this idea that most therapists weren't what they call marriage friendly, but they never talked about how to remove the pain and the heartbreak. And I knew the heartbreak was causing people, and the life shock were causing people so much pain. So rebound relationships are just that, rebound relationships. So your work inspired me to put this divorce, the patterns on each other. The feedback I've gotten about divorce, the patterns on each other, it's just been astounding. And what you do with people and removing their beliefs from their body. So we got Nate on board from Menla. He's in touch with retreat centers around the country. So today, I want to reveal with you how you discover this. I love your stories. I love you. Share with people how you do this work and how you help, in fact, remove the beliefs and the hurt and the pattern that's so deep, people don't have a clue it's there. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, when people come to see me, they come for lots of different reasons. season, and a lot of those reasons are around relationships, whether it's romantic relationships or with their kids or their neighbors or whatever. But when people come specifically because they had a heartbreak, that is something that is close to my heart, because I had my own heartbreak when my husband and I split up, and I had to be able to figure out how to heal that, which I did using a technique that's called neuroemotional technique. It's very powerful, and I had a number of sessions with a couple of practitioners, and also figured out a way of working on myself doing that, so that I could start to explore what was there. And one of the things that I figured out is that we all have a love blueprint that we learn from our caregivers, usually our parents, but if you weren't with your parents, then it's your grandparents or whoever was taking care of you. And that basically from conception until about 10, some people say 6, but I found in my work that it goes back to up to 10 years old, that the beliefs that are installed in there are taken directly from what you're observing. So whatever your mom or dad are towards each other and towards you determines how you're going to view the world out there and what love is and what life is. And it's not just about love. It's also about money, about career, about health, just everything, basically. But right now we're focusing on that subject. So when people come in and they have a heartbreak, then I use the technique, and it within that there's muscle testing. So I can test the person to see if they're congruent or not with certain statements. For example, I could have them say, I'm okay with the breakup, and most people are not. So they would go weak on that. And then I would find out, you know, where it's coming from, which meridian it's coming from. Then I'd find out which emotion is involved, and then I'd find out if they had an original time when that might have happened. And then we go from there, and we have points that we hold that helps the person release that particular belief or that particular stress or pain, and we just keep working with it until it is gone. And usually within a beginning, we do a lot to clear these types of things. So,
in your own case was pretty, I think you were married 18 years. You just had become pregnant, or you were early in the, or your son was very young. So it was sort of a life shock, which fall into what Dr. Valerie Hunt would say, that once you have a life shock, she said, unless you have that removed, it sets you up for a lot of misery, really. She was just saying that this is newly discovered. So this is, I had this conversation with her 7 years ago. Share with us, by the way, for a lot of people who don't know what muscle testing is or what congruence means, share in a language they can gain access, and share your story, which is such a profound story, because for a lot of people, they'd be devastated for years. You weren't.
Right. Exactly. So, like you said, after being together for 20 years, and the last 2 years, we had a son, so he was 2 years old when we split up, and that was very, very difficult, of course, and basically, I was able to, using these techniques, in 6 weeks, I was able to go from complete despair and sadness and shame and anger and fear and everything you can imagine to feeling ecstatic at being free to start again. And so for me, that's what I needed to go through. And I was able to get over that in 6 weeks, which is pretty amazing, because I have people coming in. And, you know, 10 years later, 20 years later, they're still not over it. So it's very powerful if you can have somebody, a practitioner, work on you for that. And you can go on the website. It's called netmindbody.com. And you can find a practitioner near you to help you with that kind of thing.
I'd like him to come to your seminar nationally or internationally. We'll be announcing new dates. You know, one of the things that I find, you have it, go ahead and give out your website. I'm sorry, Teshna.
Yeah, it's drteshna.com. So DR for doctor, and then Teshna, T-E-S-H-N-A Teshna.com, DrTeshna.com, and I have the next seminar that's listed on there is in November 17-18, and it's going to be in near Hillsdale, New York. So that would be nice to see some of you there. And the information is there so you can register. And, you know, muscle testing basically is something that a lot of people know about, where you have, for example, you use the arm. If you put your arm up and you have somebody muscle test you, you resist their push downward. And if normally, like when you just test it in the clear, you should be strong. It should be easy to hold it. And, of course, the other person is not supposed to overpower you either. Just muscle testing to see if you can hold it or not. And then you have the person say a statement, for example, something simple. For example, if it's a woman, have her say, "I am a woman," and then she should stay remain strong with that. But if she says, "I am a man," she's going to go weak on that because her body is not congruent or doesn't agree with the fact that she's a man because she's a woman. And so that's a simple example, but you can apply that for anything. So, for example, if you can, one of the things that I test people with is, for example, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean, let's say, being criticized or being abandoned or being abused or whatever. Like, whatever it is that you're experiencing in your life right now, in your relationship, and it always turns out that whatever it is that is happening is part of the belief system. And so then what I do is I use the technique to help remove that belief so that they're no longer congruent with believing that love and life means being criticized or abused or abandoned. And instead, we retest them after we clear that. We test them with, I can allow myself to believe that love and life means being accepted as I am or being respected or people stay with me. And so once you do that, then you just literally change the blueprint. You change that belief system, and you start to manifest something different. It's a little bit like a computer. Like, your brain works like a computer, very advanced one. And with this technique, you have access to figuring out what is in the subconscious and then clearing that and then putting something else in new. Now, when I teach workshop, I can't teach an ET, so I figured out a different technique that I can use, which also use muscle testing, and a variation of tapping, which a lot of people are familiar with.
All right, we're just going to take a brief pause. We're also going to, I'm going to share with you something very unusual, something you guys may not be aware of around breakups and divorce, that, and also the latest scientific research about the new love bond factor. So we're going to continue with Dr. Teshna in this remarkable way of removing beliefs that you don't see, so you can experience the kind of love.
Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on Om Times Radio.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
Hi, this is New Age Grammy winner Paul Avgerinos. Thanks for listening to Om Times Radio, and please support my peaceful healing music with a purchase at iTunes, Amazon, or wherever you shop for fine music. Just put my name into the search engine, Paul Avgerinos, A, V like Victor, G like George, E-R-I-N-O-S. You can also visit me at roundskymusic.com. Thanks for listening, and I'm wishing you the brightest of blessings.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Glenn Brooks. You're listening to the Dr. Tessa segment here on the Vibrant Living Network. We're talking also with Nate Hughes from Menla, who has a connection to retreats around the country and the world. He lives the power of collaboration. I'm so happy he's with us. Lisa LaRose, producer, and also honored to work with her on the Centered In conference. I'm not supposed to mention until Lisa puts up the website, but we did an amazing conference together. I'm so happy Lisa's here. You know, when I went to see Dr. Teshna, one of the things I discovered as a journalist was, and I know this might surprise you guys, that one of the greatest things that people would like, because I've had a chance to talk to thousands of people, is what they would like is to restore their marriage. And I'll tell you something, the amount of money they paid and traveled the world for, it's quite remarkable. So in other words, I want you guys to go beyond the notion of divorce for a moment and think about the miracle of reunion. Think about the idea that the love that brought you together is still there. So there's so many people. By the way, I've described this to people. I said that someone who does the work where they remove the blockages and interference, so the depth of love reappears in a way that alters the quality of the relationship into the kind of ecstasy and wonder which they both sense at the beginning of the relationship. So, Teshna, this is something that I particularly see that people would travel the world to do the divorce to patterns on each other with you, because when I had a chance to talk to people, men have pulled me aside and told me that after their divorce, their life was never the same, and that the whole relationship with children was different. And also, I think that in our self-transformational culture, the notion of divorce is totally promoted for the most part. You know, the Dalai Lama said something. He says that we got to look at the new scientific stuff. So that Dr. Susan Johnson, she showed that the new idea is what she called the new attachment theory, so people could actually bond. Talk about this, and I also want to open up for questions or comments from Nate and Lisa. So your work represents a new attachment. It represents an intimacy and a connection that people have never had before, nor do they even consider. In other words, they didn't walk around thinking, well, what do you say so brilliantly? You say that, you know, what do we say? What you say about love is true. How do you say that? You say it so brilliantly, the idea that if we have a belief, we walk around with it.
Yeah, we believe that love and life mean whatever it is, you know? So, yeah. In other words, if you were experiencing anything from, like I said, abandonment or abuse or critical or anger, or it could be anything, you know, we just keep reproducing that over and over again. And as far as divorce goes, if somebody truly wants to stay together, but they feel like they can't because they have some insurmountable, you know, discrepancies in their relationship that they can't get over, then if they're willing to work on it, what I do is I work with couples, and I have rooms where I have two tables in each room, and so I'll have the man on one and the woman on the other, or the two women or the two men, whatever, it doesn't matter, whatever the relationship is, if they want to improve it. And so then I'll test, for example, I'll ask the man or the woman, like, so what is the thing that's the deal breaker here, you know? And so, like, so the woman might say, well, you know, he makes me feel bad all the time, you know, like I never feel like I'm good enough for him, for example. So then I'll test her with, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean people making me feel bad, like I'm never good enough. And sure enough, she goes weak on that. Then I'll test him for, I can let go of the belief that love and life mean making the people I love feel bad about themselves, as if they're never good enough. And sure enough, he goes weak on that. But the man, Kevin, they both believe that's how they feel. And that usually comes from their parents. So like when they were little, her mom probably or her dad said to her that she would never be good enough. And no matter how hard she tried, she never felt like she could. And the same thing with him. He might have had a similar experience, except on his level, he took it that he needs to do that to others in order to show them that he loves them, you see? And so then I clear these beliefs in both of them until they're congruent with letting go of that, and then I put in the new belief that they want. Like in her would be, I can allow myself to believe that love and life mean always feeling like I am good enough with the person I am with, you know, and then make sure that she's congruent with that. If she's not, we do the technique again until she is. Then with him, we would test him with, I can allow myself to believe that love and life means making the people I love good about themselves, like they are good enough, do you see? And then make sure he's congruent with that. And once we do that, then it starts to change the relationship. It changes the frequency that's going on. So then I keep going like that. Oh, then I'll ask him, okay, so what is the deal breaker for you? And then he'll say, well, whatever it is, you know, like she never wants to be intimate with me or whatever it is. So then I'll check him, you know what I mean? And I go on like that. I just keep shaping it. It's like sculpting the inner landscape of the beliefs that are shaping their relationship. And you can really make a big difference with that, so that they start to see there's actually light at the end of the tunnel, and maybe they could make this work.
Now, the biggest question I get, Tess, and I want you to address this. I say to people that it just takes one person, because the biggest question I get is, let's say my partner says they've made up my mind. So one of the things I always say to people, there's no such thing as a made-up mind. There's no such thing. And it takes one person to turn on a relationship. So what if someone's listening and they really want to reconnect with their partner, but their partner's moved away, they're not in touch? What have you noticed, and I'm basing this on some of Larry Dossey stuff, the Beyond the Local Mind, what have you noticed in your experience about when one person shifts, how it impacts the other long distance? Or how it's, you know, say almost at this level where, the invisible level, where it just really impacts this partner, and they show up again in their lives, and they remarry. I'm just wondering what your experience or your comments. So many people ask me this. Is that possible? Because I feel like they've lost this partner forever.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you can't change someone else, but you can change yourself. And when you change yourself, then you attract different things. So it's entirely possible that it could happen. And I had experiences where, like the men and women, they were starting to have issues. I mean, this particular couple had been together for many, many years, like at least 20 years, and they were doing really well. And then they decided to adopt a child. So they adopted a child, and all of a sudden, all hell broke loose. You know, they just couldn't get along, and he was jealous of the baby and the attention of the business and everything. And they were starting to fight after, like, you know, all these years of being totally harmonious together. And in my book, I have a book also called Fit for Love. It's on Amazon, if anybody is interested. And in the book, I explain how when we have relationships, like love blueprints that are general, but then we also have marriage blueprints that only starts once you get married. And then we also have parenting blueprints that only show up when you become a parent and not a moment sooner. And so that's what happened with them. So their relationship pattern was fine, their marriage pattern was fine, but their parenting blueprint wasn't clicking. And so he wasn't willing to come in, but she was. So she came and I worked with her, and I cleared all the stuff that she had about the anger and the jealousy and everything else. And it just got better and better and better. And now they're still together. They're like almost 18. Actually, they should turn 18. So that's 18 years ago, and they're still together.
Okay. You know, I love it. I want to open things up to Nate and Lisa, see if you guys have a bubbling question, insight, just something. As we begin to film the announcement, which is all about the miracle of reunion, which I'll be sharing more about with you guys, but I got a big yes on this from Nate. It's by the way, when I talk about this film testament, which is the story of Gordon and Diana Banks remarrying after being apart 7 years, I want to say the level of attention and appreciation is so deep. Go ahead, Nate. Do you have something bubbling? As Tess has been showing all this
I do, because so many relationships out there go awry, go sour, because we really aren't in touch with what we're holding in our body. And I can see past patterns in my relationship looking back, you know, things from childhood trauma, from the tumultuous relationship that my parents had, that I responded to in certain ways as a child, and then carried out those actions very much autopilot, very much unconscious in relationships, and it pushed away what I really wanted, because I was attaching to love in a way that if I didn't quite get what I thought I wanted, I would push away. And we hold that in our body. And if we can't release it, if we can't find where those patterns have come from, which is a tremendously hard thing, just to even recognize that they're there is pretty groundbreaking for most people, let alone trying to figure out how we can release them. So again, it's very powerful stuff. And I think that a lot of relationships out there could benefit from this, that we really do have these true, genuine connections with each other, but it's the stuff we hold inside ourselves that might jeopardize the future and the potential of that relationship.
Yeah, and you know what's interesting? One of the reasons that we get attracted to certain people is because their belief system matches ours. That's why we're attracted to certain people and not others. That's why you might know 1,000 women, but there's only one or two that you would be ever considering being with. And that's because that's the one that's the closest to your belief system. That it's all unconscious. It's all a frequency thing. So, you know, so if you believe that, you know, love and life means a certain thing and the other person believes the same thing, then all of a sudden you're attracted to each other. And the more of those beliefs match, you know, especially in the yin and the yang of it, like if you believe love means being criticized and then you meet someone who's critical and then you fall in love with that person because they're going to criticize you, so you're going to feel loved. You see, even though but consciously it feels familiar. It's just like mom used to criticize you and that's when you felt loved. Do you see? And so, and then when you first start meeting each other, You think, oh, you know, I'm finally meeting someone who's totally different than mom or dad. But then when you've been with them for a little while, you start to realize, not at all, you know. Different things come up, pop out, you know, that they're exactly the same. Because we can't help it. That's how we're wired. We're wired to find someone who's going to be similar to our parents. But when we're unaware that that's affecting us in bad ways, if we had bad patterns that were installed in there without even us wanting him, then, you know, you can't do anything about it. But if you do know that you have them, and then you learn a technique like what I'm teaching in my workshop, I teach people how to muscle test themselves and how to muscle test others so that you can start to figure out exactly what is in the subconscious and then use the technique to clear the ones you don't want anymore and use the technique to put in the ones you do want so that you really start to reframe and reshape your inner terrain of belief system. And you can do it for anything.
Go ahead, Dr. Tessie. Give out your website again, and I want to check in with Lisa. We got like 3 minutes to go here. Go ahead and give out your website again and your book title.
DrTeshna.com. So D-R, T as in Tom, E-S-H-N as in Nancy, and A as in Apple, .com. DrTeshna.com. And so the next workshop, again, is in November. And then I have a book also. You can start with the book. It's called Fit for Love. You can get that on Amazon and read that. And then we'll start to explain to you a lot of the things that I do in my practice to help people get over these things and literally change their lives because they change their beliefs. And actually, matter of fact, that's what I'm going to call the workshop is Change Your Beliefs, Change Your Life, because that's literally what it is.
Lisa, did you want to?
Actually, it's probably a question for the next exploration with Dr. Teshna, but I wanted to ask you about expectations and, you know, how you work to help people clear. You know, I see a lot of, you know, people have those beliefs and then they have expectations and then they're disappointed when their partner doesn't show up the way they want them to. So do you find that this work is helpful with that as well?
Yeah, I mean, you could work with it that way. You could work it two different ways. One way that I would work it is, you know, I have them test them for I can let go of the belief that unrealistic expectations of my partner. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And clear that belief that you're supposed to expect all these unrealistic things. Or you could also make it so that they can be okay with how the partner, their partner is. You know, test them with, I'm okay the way Paul is. You know what I'm saying? And then
right.
if they go weak, then you can work on that in that direction. And then the other way I do it is I ask them, well, so where would you rate the stress when you think about how this person is, you know, and how it's not meeting your expectations? And then let's say they say it's a 10 from 0 to 10. So then I'll go in that way and work on it and get start to get the stress down all the way down to 0. So then they don't have a stress about it. You know, it's
amazing.
Like there's lots of different ways to work with it.
What a gift. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's great.
Cool. I'm also curious, and I know you'll get into this. We only got a few. I guess what I'm also curious for people who really want to live a relational vision that they've never had before, and they want someone else to go to this other whole level together. Is that another? In other words, in your class, you must help people. When you, and we'll get into this next week. How do you design a relationship from ecstasy, from closeness and wonder, and more? Yeah. So we'll get into that.
Yeah.
We don't have enough time today. We'll get into it, Dr. Teshna. Deeply appreciate you. Thank you, Nate.
No problem.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank
Your
you.
Life's precious. Enjoy it. Thank you.
Thanks,
Chris.
Thank you, everyone.